And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Big day today for the Bucks. Golden State, Milwaukee Bucks. We've got you covered. We'll have a preview around 9:35. Steph Curry sees a little Warriors in these Bucks. We will have the details coming up at 9:35. Right now, we're going to play a little old-fashioned. We're calling it an exercise, Freems, and this is how it's going to work. Aaron Rodgers. We've been saying all week when criticizing him, well, yeah, he's doing this wrong. But is there still few quarterbacks I'd rather have than all number 12? So we're going to put that to the test and find out who we would rather have than number 12. Mm-hmm. What I will do is I will just go through the league and name quarterbacks from respective teams. When there is a quarterback that you would rather have than Aaron Rodgers, please speak up and say something.
Okay.
I will do the same. Cody Grant, our producer, will do the same as well. And we'll see how many we come up with. So let's make a little chart and see who we'd rather have than Aaron Rodgers.
Who's better than Aaron?
Now, the criteria is, just based on 2018, who would you rather have as quarterback for the rest of 2018? We're not talking future. We're not talking past accolades. We're talking, tell me what you see from Rodgers right now and what you see from quarterback X right now, and who would you rather have the rest of the way in 2018? Are we on the same page?
Yeah. Yes.
Cody, yes. Yeah, shake your head off air.
Nod my head.
Yeah, that works. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Nick Mullins. And if you don't want him, just be quiet. Okay. Josh Rosen. Russell Wilson. Anybody? All right.
No.
Jared Goff. Rest of the season.
Just the rest of the season?
Goff or Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Okay.
Rodgers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just speak up if you like.
You said you don't want to hear if you like the other guy.
Cody said that. But I'm asking twice for dramatic effect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm
doing. Won't say a word now.
Yeah, don't say a word. I'll just ask twice for dramatic effect. Jameis Winston. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Matt Ryan. Okay. Cam Newton. I think I'd rather have Cam Newton the rest of 2018.
Really?
I'll speak up here.
Why?
I think I'd rather have Cam Newton.
Why?
Cam Newton does not get the respect he deserves.
Yeah, but he's not better than Aaron.
But would I rather have him in 2018? I think I would.
I'd still take Rodgers.
You're saying Cam's better than Aaron this year?
Yes. The physicality that Cam can bring. I mean, there's nobody that's ever been like him at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Nobody. With that stature, with that talent, there's nobody.
Okay, if Cam was on the Packers, would Mike McCarthy make that work? Would he play to the strengths of Cam Newton? That's what you got to ask yourself too.
I'm just based on who they are as a quarterback. Would I rather have? Yeah. The McCarthy thing. Too many variables.
Because cold
weather. If you're going to start thinking cold weather, and
North Turner's a hell of an offensive coordinator of Carolina. I mean, the guy's proven not a very good head football coach, but a pretty good offensive coordinator, and he's doing some great things with Cam this year.
Right now. I would take Cam.
I'd still take Raji.
Hurts me to say it, but you guys know how I do love Cam.
I'd still take Rodgers.
Okay. I'd take Raj.
Drew Brees.
Boy, you know, there's been times a little. Brees hasn't exactly had to carry that team. But I would still take Aaron Rodgers.
Well, maybe Brees realizes that he shouldn't be the guy that had to carry the team. Maybe he's a little smarter than Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
maybe he's more willing to not be the hero outside of Aaron Rodgers.
But that's not up to him. That's up to the play calling.
That's for the rest of 2018.
Yeah. I mean, he's thought it. Look,
would you rather have Brees or Rodgers?
And I think the Packers have better weapons than New Orleans. Now they got Dez Bryant.
Before
they got Dez Bryant.
Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara.
Okay, besides Michael Thomas, who's having a good year on that team?
Alvin Kamara.
Taysom Hill.
come on.
Mark Ingram's showing a little bit the last few weeks.
Look at Taysom Hill. You wouldn't take Valdez Scantling ahead of – you take all these Packer wide receivers ahead of Taysom Hill. No.
Well, right, but Taysom Hill's not a receiver.
Yeah, but still.
Would you rather have Michael Thomas or Davante Adams?
Thomas.
Ooh. Oh, that's a tough call. I'd
Michael
take Davante.
Thomas.
No, I'd still take the Packer receivers.
That is a tough call.
I'd take the Packer receivers, and this goes through St. Brown over what the Saints. That's why they went out and got Brown. That's why they went out and got Bryant, because they didn't think the receiving core was good enough. Now, with Bryant, I think that's a hell of a pickup for them. And we'll see if Bryant picks up where he left off last year.
So you guys are a no on Drew Brees?
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
No. Yes, no.
And I'm not saying I don't like Drew. I like him. I just think they're better.
Again, don't speak up unless you want one.
Yeah.
Or I'd pry you.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford. Kirk Cousins. Mitch Trubisky. Eli Manning.
Now, if I would have said Mitch Trubisky, that would have been a... We'd have been on the air till
Jay
noon.
Jay Cutler?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, all right, okay.
All-time favorite player.
Okay, Jay Cutler.
Greatest quarterback in Bears history.
Wait, now, Jay was supposed to be a broadcaster. Did he ever hook up with anybody?
No, he came back and played football for one more year with Miami, and now
he's the
star of his wife's reality TV show.
Okay, so he lost his place in line for being a broadcaster.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. They never really pursued that.
He never came back.
I mean, he doesn't really care.
He was going to be like a second or third team. I don't know.
He would have been great, though, as a broadcaster, too.
Interesting. Okay. You're right about that. I didn't even think about that. All right. Carson Wentz. Nick Foles. Alex Smith. Derek Carr. Case Keenum. Philip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes. Are you guys kidding me?
No, I'm not taking Patrick Mahomes over Rodgers.
No, Rodgers has played in more big games.
Yeah,
playoffs.
Mahomes has better stats this season. He's been playing better this season. But if you look at who you rather want, the Packers, I still want Rodgers. Mahomes came in after sitting behind Alex Smith for a full season last year under Andy Reid. He's got Tyreek Hill. He's got Kareem Hunt. Wow. He's got Travis Kelce.
Yeah, let's see what Mahomes does in the playoffs for a first time.
I'll still take Rodgers.
I'll take Rodgers, yeah.
Okay, I would too.
Okay.
Andrew Luck. Blake Bortles. Marcus Mariota. Deshaun Watson. Baker Mayfield. Joe Flacco. Andy Dalton. Big Ben, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, Brock Osweiler, Tom Brady.
Yes.
There we go.
I'll take Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's
Aaron
the only
Rodgers.
One. That's the only one.
I'm with you, Frames.
Yeah.
Only quarterback I'll take over Rodgers is Tom Brady.
All right, so Cody says Tom Brady.
Although, Rodgers got a higher passer rating than Brady this year. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, actually.
Yeah. Rodgers, his passing rating, a little higher.
Rodgers' numbers aren't even bad this year. Like, he doesn't look the same. They're not bad. He's on pace for almost, 25,000 yards? I mean, 2,500 yards passing and 15 touchdowns right now?
Brady's got a better completion rate, but Rodgers has got the better quarterback rating. If you can believe that.
I'd still take Brady over Rodgers, though.
I would, too.
All right, so I think that was fun. We tried to figure out which quarterbacks we'd rather take than Rodgers for the rest of 2018.
And
Cody says Tom Brady. Chuck says Tom Brady. I said Tom Brady.
Okay.
And then I, right now, would probably take Cam or Drew Brees.
Think there'd be more answers?
That was all the quarterbacks.
I mean, I could have told you from the beginning it was only going to be Tom Brady, but I didn't want to ruin your contest.
Well, that's why I did that last. The reviews are in on this segment. Shall I read some tweets?
Yeah.
Michael. And again, these are also, you can respond to us on Twitter. Which NFL quarterbacks would you take over Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season? Michael says, this is pointless. Mr. Kerb says, the time that you're filling with this nonsense could be better spent discussing anything Brewers.
Oh.
Pack Nation says, what is up with these dumbass questions? No true Pack fan is taking any QB but Rodgers. Go Pack Go says, exactly. Even if Rodgers is having a down year, there isn't any other quarterback I want manning my team. Although he capitalized Manning, so that leads me to believe he wants Eli.
Or he's talking about Peyton.
Wants Peyton to come back.
Or he's talking about Archie if he's really old school.
Cooper Manning.
No. I mean, Rodgers, people are down at Rodgers, I think. I think Rodgers, from the very beginning, okay, if Rodgers made a mistake, he was going to... There was no slack for Aaron Rodgers ever. For Brett Favre, there was plenty of slack. It took years before people realized that Brett Favre was making big mistakes. They cut him so much slack because they liked him. But Aaron, not at all. Aaron didn't throw any interceptions. He didn't make any big mistakes in this past game against New England.
When Rodgers is bad, he's still a top two quarterback in the NFL.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah, like, you would agree, he's been bad this year in what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers the last, you know, 7-8 years.
Yeah. No, I'm still rolling with Aaron.
But he's still putting up numbers better than most of the quarterbacks in the league.
I was the first guy to say, am I disappointed sometimes in the postseason of some of his play? Not that it's been bad, but it's not been great. But still, I'd still take Aaron.
You know, we've just been talking so much this week about Aaron Rodgers, but because he has played poorly, but...
Not poorly.
To his standards.
Yeah.
But when you go through that list of quarterbacks, there are a lot of bad quarterbacks in the league. So you guys can play this exercise yourself. We have put up the question on Twitter, Facebook as
yes,
well.
Yes, Facebook as well.
Do you guys see, by quarterback rating, the top five quarterbacks in the league before you get to Rodgers? Mahomes, Goff, Cousins, Ryan, and then Ben Roethlisberger. Then Rodgers, followed by Brady.
Yeah, but a lot of those yards are in the fourth quarter.
They're going by passer rating. They're going by passer rating on that. Rodgers has been sacked. Boy, he's been sacked an awful lot of times, 23 times this year.
Would you like to hear some more feedback?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Facebook.
I see something already.
Let's hear that negative feedback.
Let's see. Dan posts a GIF of a guy beating a dead horse. Dave says, seriously. Bob says, are you nuts? Nobody. Nick says, get some new material, guys. Bobby says, y'all have officially jumped the shark with all the Rodgers stuff this week. Look, you got to delete that. We can't ask a question. We can't have a discussion. Would you rather have a different quarterback than Rodgers? You can't ask that question without all you guys getting so butthurt about it.
Oh, I wouldn't get too worried about it.
Why does everybody got to go offended?
Yeah, it's a couple guys on Twitter. Did you put the question? So you put the question out on Twitter?
Twitter's fine. Facebook is a real monster.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it.
Facebook is a real monster.
No, I think it's because Rodgers has had by his standards, an inconsistent season. And he hasn't put the team on his back at all this season.
Like, if I'm scrolling through my phone and I see a question, which NFL quarterbacks would you rather have than Rodgers? I think, nobody. So I type in, nobody. Rodgers is the best. Even when down, he is still best quarterback in league. And I move on with my day.
Okay.
I don't get so offended every single time. Figure it out.
That's why certain people don't like social media.
Well, it's garbage.
Well, sometimes I don't like to take a look at the notifications because of that.
Yeah, just people are mean
boom,
online,
boom,
man.
Boom, 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 yeah.
No, I would rather have people be mean to me, like personally attack me for my looks, my voice, my character, my personality. I would rather open up social media and see all of that than people getting so mad and offended because we asked a question that they didn't like, even though it's the same kind of question they've had and talked about with their buddies.
Well, all that you're saying that we've done for the first 3.5 hours of the show, and you survived.
That's sports talk. That's conversation with friends.
Yeah.
Discussions about your team.
Yeah.
Hypotheticals. Yeah. What ifs?
No, some of those guys are having better. I mean, there's no doubt. Some of those guys that you mentioned there, like Mahomes and Goff and any of the Cousins, having better years than Rodgers.
And is it not at
Rodgers
least fun to discuss?
I still take Rodgers.
It's a good way to discuss.
How many calls do we get a day that say the Packers should have never signed Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, you're
all
right.
The time.
All
you're
the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are the ones constantly calling us about Rodgers.
Yeah, but
and now we post a question asking you, so who would you rather have? And now you're offended?
And then when we post a question, they think all of us are on one side of the answer. Just a question to open a discussion.
This is it. Come on.
No, Rodgers, if you were to poll people, and I'm sure we put that poll up there, did the Packers make the right move signing? And if you put it right there, people would still say, I would think, that the Packers made the right move in extending Rodgers. I mean, come on. You don't want that guy leaving. You want Rodgers. And if people are saying they don't want Rodgers, they're just pissed off because the Packers are 3-4-1. That's what it is.
Well, when I get heated like this, sometimes I like to go just get a simple meal, maybe over at Perkins, where they're getting back to basics because everybody loves a classic. Classic cars, classic movies, classic sports discussions, classic foods. The folks at Perkins have had classic dishes on their menu for more than 60 years. Timeless fare, like hearty breakfast combos, piled high sandwiches, and the thick, juicy burgers. Right now, Perkins has a new menu full of your old favorites, and it starts at just $4.99. Classics like the Fabulous Five breakfast combo. Classics like the Timeless Triple Decker Club. And again, their back-to-basics menu, as they're going back to the classics, starts at $4.99. Chuck and Winkler, a little more on the Packers. We'll get into the Milwaukee Bucks this hour as well. Big one against Golden State tonight. Chuck and Winkler is the name of the show. Sorry. 799-1250.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be back home. Obviously, we had more success at home as well, so that's good to get home and kind of have that defend your home turf kind of mentality.
Devontae Adams, I'll let you finish, friend. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Bucks, big one tonight against the Warriors. We're talking about it in 10 minutes. We'd love to hear from you guys, 799-1250. We'll go inside the Packers locker room here and talk to Devontae Adams a little bit. They've got a home game this weekend. They're excited about that. It's a game that they need to get against the Dolphins to get back on top. One of the questions Devontae asked was if he likes playing in the slot. You know, historically, your number one receiver's on the outside, but over the last few years, NFL teams are putting their best guys in the slot. Devontae Adams, the best guy, does he like running out of the slot?
No, anything within reason, obviously. I don't feel comfortable snapping the ball, but I can line up anywhere and run whatever route, so whatever it is that they want me to do. Obviously, 2016, I played a little bit out of the backfield as well, so whatever it is, I feel comfortable doing.
Devontae never lacks for confidence. I mean, we know that with him, and that's good because you do anything, you better be confident about what you do. I think this opportunity with Geronimo Allison out opens the door for St. Brown, and it opens the door for Valdez Scantling a little bit further. I think we could see those two guys, if anything, this season, if they don't make the playoffs, we could see those guys get some good reps with GMO basically out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, whether he comes back or not, we'll find out. They were non-committal about it. The Packers, at least, Ian Rappaport's report was that it's probably going to be at least 6 weeks. And if he's having, some kind of surgery, that takes a guy out for a while. So this is a good opportunity for these rookies. Devontae, the slot, if it works, I like it. There was a good kind of conversation online last night. Scott Kaxmar, where is he with now? He's with Football Outsiders. He noted this. In 2017, no receiver had more than 800-plus slot yards. So there was not one receiver that ran out of the slot, not on the ends, out of the slot, that had 800 yards in that position. 9 players on pace for that this year, including Adam Thielen, including Tyreek Hill, including Zach Ertz, including Michael Thomas. His observation of that was quote tweeted by a guy named Matt. He said, "Not to toot my own horn, but I was doing this in Madden in 2007. Move my top receiver to the slot to get him matched up against the linebacker or nickel corner. I know me doing this in a video game is much different, but it's baffling that it took NFL coaches this long to figure that out in real life." It's not, though. It's not different. The NFL is not as coaches, Chuck, always try to, every time we hear McCarthy, mm-hmm. they always try to make it seem like the NFL is football so hard to figure out. You have to be a magician to figure it out. Look, there's a whole generation of players, video gamers, people that have played Madden growing up that can manage a clock better, that can understand defenses. that they know it from playing Madden. There's quarterbacks in the league right now that play Madden in their off days to better understand defenses. Playing Madden is okay. I will talk about this until I'm
dead. But I mean, you and I and a lot of people can go in probably a quarterback's meeting, an offensive meeting, and the terminology and the language and what they'll talk about, we will be completely lost. It'll be all foreign to all of us.
But they're using different language.
It's a technical term, yeah, and the way they go about going from A to B. Now, I've never played Madden.
So if
but
they
I don't
say,
know.
But
I
if,
think it's a lot, hell of a lot different being at a, those meetings than playing Madden.
All right, I'm not trying to say that I can play Madden my way to a real-life Super Bowl, but what I am saying is if you go into a coach's meeting and Mike McCarthy says, Darren Rodgers, do you want to do Spider Y Banana here, you know, like the Gruden one, or do you want to do Z Train XY Floppy Man? That doesn't mean anything to me. If they said it like how we saw it on a video game, hey, do you want to run an out pattern here? We know what that is. I just think when I hear McCarthy talk and when, you know, we see these coaches manage so poorly and when video gamers have been running their best receiver out of the slot for 15 years and now when they do it in the NFL and it's like groundbreaking, no!
Well, that's the way all sports are. I mean, sports kind of also always reinvents itself. Look at the NBA. It's reinvented itself by going to more three-point shooting. Look at baseball. We saw firsthand how baseball is reinventing itself with starting pitchers and the way they're using relievers now. And I think baseball and football, too, same thing. There was a time in the NFL when they wouldn't throw the ball 50 yards downfield. Oh, throw the ball. Why waste it down by throwing the ball 50 yards downfield? Now they do it all the time. They pass all the time. You see Rodgers with a 60% completion percentage, okay? If you did that back 30, 40 years ago, man, throwing 60%, you'd be an MVP of the league. Now you're like 6th or 7th in the league. Brady's got a 67% completion rate. That's amazing compared to what the completion rates used to be, which were right around 50%.
I don't know.
This game just reinvents itself all the time, Bart.
Well, it does.
And it's complicated, too.
But I also think that it takes some of these football guys that are so set in their ways a long time to catch up to that, like a Mike McCarthy. All right? When I'm playing Madden, and it's 3rd and 8, mm-hmm. and I'm at my 28-yard line, and it's the first quarter, and the play clock's running out, I think to myself, what's more valuable, a timeout or the 5 yards? I think the timeout's more valuable. I'm going to hang on to it. I'll take the delay of game. But in the NFL, they're just throwing timeouts willy-nilly. It's like 15-year-old kids have better understanding of clock management in a football game than Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers.
Could it be with the head coach? He's got so much going on. But then you could also look at, there's 11 coaches down there. All right? But I think with the head coach, he's listening to guys in his headset. He's trying to figure out what's going on in the field. There's a lot going on there. But, yeah, game management, maybe there should be one coach assigned to specifically game management and what to do. Because, see, that's the difference between baseball and football. Baseball, Craig Counsell is managing the game. He's not coaching the game. He's managing the game. And in a way, McCarthy is kind of managing the game, too. When his other guys, his offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator, are actually coaching the game, putting guys in position.
So let me be clear on what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that because I've played Madden in my life, I can coach a team to a Super Bowl.
Why, are you getting heat on Twitter?
No, I'm just I just want to be clear with you and everyone. What I'm saying is that it might benefit Mike McCarthy to play some Madden. That's what I'm saying. So, Mike, why don't you take your team?
Why don't you should tell him that.
Why don't you take your team and just go play a game of Madden with your playbook and play Miami this week,
mm-hmm.
and see the kind of defenses they're going to run. McCarthy always gets up there. Oh, I'm not telling. Mike, there's people that know what a cover two means. It's okay. You can physically say the words cover two.
I've never played Madden, okay? The closest I played in a video game football was Mattel Electronics handheld. But as far as, I mean, unless you're telling me something I really don't even understand about Madden football, I don't see how you could tell Mike McCarthy, go play a game of Madden, you'll better understand the game of football? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
I think it would behoove Mike McCarthy to play one game of Madden.
And what's he going to realize?
As Michael tweets in, he'll see how bad his depth chart is because they're ranked so low.
Okay.
Maybe a season. Just play out a season with your team and see what happens.
But aren't you playing against...
Okay, fine. Do it the way you've always been doing it and be 4-4 every November 1st and needing miracles from Aaron Rodgers to try to get in the playoffs.
Well, but that's because...
keep doing it your way, Mike.
But that...
I'm just offering a suggestion. Play instead of doing a self-scout or, you know...
How about better talent?
That would help.
I would help. I would better drafting.
Mike, go play one season of Madden.
How about drafting?
Look, they got a plane ride.
Yeah.
They got a long plane ride Tuesday night to Seattle. You tell me you can't hook up a TV and play a couple games of Madden out when you're going to Seattle. Play some Madden.
I wonder if any of those... No, okay. Now, if you're playing Madden, you're playing against the...
I don't know if it will help. I'm telling you, it will not hurt.
I think if you told that to Mike... McCarthy or any head coach, they'd laugh at you. Go play a game of Madden. They're like, what?
All the world's greatest ideas were laughed at first.
Yeah. So you're saying the Packers would... Let me get this right. You're saying the Packers would be a better football team, McCarthy would be a better coach if he played at least one game of Madden or a whole season. He'd get a better understanding of football.
Chuck, when you put it that way, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
That is word for word how I want it to come out.
All right.
That's what I want.
Huh.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here on The Fan. Just like if you want to be an investor, it would behoove you to check out Robinhood. They've got a new app. It's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, cryptos, options, all commission-free. What Robinhood wants to do is take people like, well, me and Chuck, who, you know, we look at the stock market and we think it's a foreign language, okay? They want to help us learn how to do financial services because it doesn't have to be for the wealthy. It doesn't have to be for these kind of people. It can be for everybody. Robinhood gives you a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence.
It's so easy to use. It's very easy to do. First of all, you got to download the app. Go to your phone, download the Robinhood app, and you go from there. Off the top, no cost, no commission fees. Some other brokerages might charge up to $10 per trade. Well, Robinhood doesn't do that. You get to keep all your profits. When you trade stocks, you keep all the profits with Robinhood. Very easy to use. You're going to learn how to use. You're going to learn how to trade. You're going to learn how to invest as you go through the Robinhood app. You're going to go through the app, and you're going to see it, and you're going to go through it. You're going to say, oh, man, this is how you do things. That's how it's done. And you're going to learn how to invest. You're going to discover new stocks. You're going to track your favorite companies. You're going to learn how to invest. You can put some notifications on your phone, those custom notifications, which you probably get for sports scores or whatever. You could do that here the same way on the Robinhood app. So you can see the price movements. You'll never miss the right moment to invest with this. Again, you keep all the commission. You keep all the profits. There's no commission fee. Your money is your money. You don't have to give it to anybody else. But again, it's really easy to use, and with just four taps on your smartphone, you are on your way to investing with Robinhood.
You can check it out. They're giving listeners a free stock Apple, Ford, Sprint, or otherwise to help build your portfolio. Sign up at BANDC.com. BANDC.Robinhood.com. That's probably the most important part, Robinhood. BANDC.Robinhood.com. That's BANDC. Type out BANDC.Robinhood.com. You get a free stock. Check it out, BANDC.Robinhood.com. robinhood.com. We'll talk some Bucks Warriors in a second. Let's sneak in Randy in Jackson. What's up, Randy?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, Bart, I'm listening to you talk about McCarthy playing Madden.
Yeah, great game.
So let's say you never said that, and you found out that on the way to Seattle, McCarthy was playing Madden instead of game planning, and they lost. You'd be all over him that he was playing Madden instead of game planning.
There's no chance that's true.
Oh, come on. If he said, oh, I go play Madden every night, you'd be like, oh, what's he doing playing
Madden? I've been talking about this Madden thing for years.
He should be talking about his team and watching videotape.
Exactly.
Why? It's not working. Do something else.
What do you mean it's not working? It is working.
It's called bad timeouts. His team's all over the place. They got to get rid of a guy every week because they're stupid. Because they're doing stupid penalties.
Oh.
Well, you would still be all over him if he was playing Madden instead of game play.
You would. Bart.
I bet you Sean McVay grew up playing Madden.
You think Madden made Sean McVay a better coach?
Probably.
It did? How about all his experiences?
Yeah, playing Madden. Randy, thanks. Laugh now.
Okay.
Laugh now. And appreciate it later. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Bucks Warriors tonight. Late one. 9:50 or so. That's when those games tip. TNT.
Yeah, because the first game isn't done. They wait. Especially the playoffs, man. They don't have an alternate channel to go on.
No. But Bucks Warriors tonight. And I believe it's also on Fox Sports Wisconsin. You know, so we'll give some love to our friends over there.
You know what I love the best about the games being on TNT? The halftime, the post-game shows with Barkley and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie. I think that studio show is the best studio show in the country.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I just think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I mean, I think they handle it well. They keep it light. I think the Fox show, the OT and all that, I think that's boring as crap, man. It is. I hate it. I Fox pre and post game, it's nothing. You got guys out there, all of those guys with their own agendas. Howie Long, when has he ever added anything to a broadcast? Jimmy, when he's on there, he's thinking about his, why he's going to go fishing next. Terry Bradshaw's a goof. You know, they're just, no. I think the Fox is terrible. The way to go, I think, is that the TNT show. They at least have fun on there.
Wow. Chuck Freeman.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Had I known that you had all these burning thoughts about the OT, I would have asked
the
you about
OT?
Him sooner.
And what a dumb name. Just come on. Why overthink it? Who calls it the OT?
It's overtime.
The postgame show. The Fox postgame show. The OT. You know, all these people come up with these cute names for shows. You know, it's the OT.
Chuck, all the OT is because these games end at 6:52, and then they don't want to push back their primetime lineup, but they want to juice out another show for ratings.
Yeah.
So instead of having a post-game show, they have a new show, and they have to make it a new name, so they called it the OT at the same time that the OC was on Fox. So that might be part of it. So the OC, fantastic show.
What I like, though, is they'll wait till all the games are done. Because they'll even finish up to say, oh, let's go out to Foxborough where they're just winding up New England and New Orleans. And for that, we go to, of course, Jim Nance. Now, they'll just go around the league.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo had the week off last week because they do not have another week off until the week after the Super Bowl.
All right. So yeah, they're not doing it because Fox is doing the Fox is the Joe Buck game now.
Little fun fact. Hey, Packers are at 3:25.
Yeah, that sucks.
Do we know who the announcer is yet? Let me look that up.
It'll be a CBS broadcaster. I would say maybe Ian Eagle.
No, it'll be Kevin Harlan and Rich Gannon.
There we go. Yeah, Rich was on Bill's show.
Oh, it's going to be like a Packer preseason game 2 years ago.
Gannon's not on it no more, is he, though?
No, it was Lofton this year.
Yeah.
But it'll be like last year.
Yeah, no. I think Kevin Harlan is spectacular. I think CBS does things way better than Fox to begin with, off the top. But I think, Kevin Harlan, his best, though, is at doing basketball. Kevin's at his best at doing hoops.
Well, I don't know who's on Bucks Warriors tonight, but I do want to say, too, about the TNT crew.
Could be Kevin Harlan again.
It could be. Could be B.A. Who knows? What I want to say about the TNT crew is that I know throughout the baseball season a lot of people were upset about, like, you know, Brewers not getting enough national coverage. I don't think that's going to be the case with the Bucks, and I don't think it has been the case with the Bucks. Before that Celtics game on TNT last week, they were talking very glowingly about the Bucks, especially Kenny Smith. Now, Barkley thought that the Celtics would win, and he was right, because the Celtics, you know, that was kind of a prove it game for them, and I think that might be what tonight is for the Warriors. The Warriors, look, they're in the Western Conference Finals minimum. Their season doesn't start until then.
They're just trying to keep people healthy.
They're trying to keep people healthy. They're letting some of the young guys play. And, you know, they let Klay Thompson get his 50 and then sit down and they win a game. They're so good, it's so easy. But I do think there will be games throughout the season for Golden State where they'll say, you know, let's test ourselves. Let's see how we stack up against this team. And I think they'll do that. I think they'll go into that game against the Bucks. Now, if it's over by three quarters, then you'll see more Alphonso McKinney. But if it's not, I mean, you could see a pretty good game tonight. I would expect at least that to happen. The Marks against the Bucks, they just played on Tuesday, and they're on a road trip. Warriors just played at home on Monday. So, I mean, they're more well-rested. Draymond Green is out tonight. But, you know, I like to see what the Bucks can do. This is where the Warriors are kind of just skirting until let's get it to May, maybe even let's get it to June, to be honest. The Bucks are kind of like, we know we're good against teams that we should beat. We're doing that, and we're doing that very well. Now, let's see where we stack up against some of the good teams. They failed in Portland. They just failed in Boston. And tonight will be a good test in Oakland.
Yeah, it will be. And if they lose the game, and even if they get beat by double digits, it's not, you know, I'm not gonna say, oh, the Bucks are gonna go in the reverse direction right now, because there's gonna be times when that defense is gonna get it lit up by 3-point shooters, and tonight's a perfect spot for that. But you know, I'm just hoping to come back in this road trip 2-2. If they lose tonight, which I'm not thinking they're gonna, I'm not predicting to win. You and I got a bet on the game already, and I gave you 3-1 odds. I'm taking Golden State.
I still don't understand why you did that.
Why?
Yeah, so we were gonna bet on the game, okay. And you, out of nowhere, said, I'll give you 3-1 odds if you like the Bucks.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any?
Well, it's 3-1. I'm not giving you 8-1.
Yeah, but you never give odds.
But in this case, I will, because that's how confident I am Golden State's going to win. I mean, is there a shot the Bucks will win tonight? Yeah. But, I mean, if I really thought Golden State, I bet you the money line on Golden State is probably 500, 5-1. When the money line came out, I bet you the money line's minus, so it'd be like 5-1. So I'm getting 3-1 with you. So I'm actually, you know, I don't think the Bucks would be any more than a 300 underdog in this game.
So you think it's minus 500?
I would think so. I mean, it's Golden State. Bucks on the West Coast. It's in their gym.
Well, Chuck, we checked earlier in the show. The odds have come out.
Okay.
What do you think the spread is first?
Golden State 8.
5.5.
5.5, okay.
Also, so no Draymond.
So then the money line's probably, what, 300, 400?
Money line is minus 230.
Really?
For Golden State. Bucks are plus 192.
230.
So I've got better odds with you than I could get with Vegas.
God, I think that's a 230 is a steal, man. 230 is a steal.
I've got better odds with you.
Yeah.
Than okay. I could get online.
Well, okay.
What do you think the over-under is?
Oh, 230s, 240s?
Yeah, 240.
Yeah?
240.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that this year. You're going to see a lot of that. And, you know, if those threes aren't dropping, the Bucks are in trouble.
More on the Bucks throughout the day. I know Bill will touch on it. The Big Show, they're going to be talking about that article that came out, San Francisco Chronicle. We touched on it, too, today, where Steph Curry was quoted as saying, I see us in the Bucks when they fired Jason Kidd. And hired, you know, now Budenholzer. It's kind of familiar to when we fired Mark Jackson and got Steve Kerr. And it's news because Steph Curry says it, even though I've been saying it for 4 years. But it's news now. That's fine. I guess Steph Curry's got a little more cult than I do.
Yeah. Well, no, Steph Curry, he's not going to talk down his opponent.
I'll tell you what. If the Bucks want to beat Golden State tonight, Budenholzer should do nothing but play NBA 2K today.
Oh, no. No, we're going down that road. Well, I mean, then under your way of thinking, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you're saying every manager should do that who's struggling.
Just play 2K.
Every coach or manager in the league is struggling.
No, it's different in football than it is baseball and basketball.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's different in football. Because, again, football coaches will make you think that this is some magical language that only we know.
I tried playing the PlayStation baseball with my kid. And God, there's so many buttons on there. I can't figure it out. It is. Look, I don't know how. It's so difficult. And everybody who's able to figure that game out, yep, you know, you tell them to do something simple around here, and they can't figure that out, but they can play PlayStation.
Are any of your kids into Red Dead Redemption?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's like the new Fortnite.
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's apparently...
My 7-year-old is finally starting to... pull himself away from that stupid Fortnite dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, finally, that's starting to fade off a little bit.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins.
And I don't say anything at our house either because I don't say, hey, you don't do that dance, because then he'll start doing it.
Yeah, and if you tell him not to do it, he'll do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know kids, am I right?
Well, I got them all figured out.
You know
I'm
kids.
Guys, it's November. It means it's time for the green and gold to hopefully go on a run. It's time for Bud's Boys to keep on winning. And it's also time to take advantage of huge blowout savings with my friends at Hyundai West Dallas. So I've been talking about these guys. October was a fun month for them because it was Customer Appreciation Month. And what they did was really find ways just to give you as many savings as possible. Hyundai allows them to do so much, and they kind of say, we want to give more savings than that. And they do. So they, any time that you went in there in the month of October and said, hey, I heard about you guys on The Fan, heard about you on WSSP, heard about Bart talking about you, you got a guaranteed $1,000 off any new car in stock. Well, that was fun in October. Guess what? They've extended it. So it's in November now, too. You go in there and tell them that we sent you $1,000 off guaranteed a new vehicle in stock at Hyundai West Dallas. If you need service work done, if you got your car from them or a different Hyundai dealership or your uncle sold you a lemon, which is what happened to me years ago and probably the reason I've got, you know, PTSD with buying cars and I got to make sure I get really good service to get a car, they're going to help you out with that too. Service work done, mention us at The Fan. You'll get a free tire rotation with the purchase of an oil change. A lot of great deals at Hyundai West Dallas. They are just 15 minutes away from Waukesha. They're just 15 minutes away from downtown Milwaukee, if that, Highway 100 in West Dallas. Check them out, HyundaiWestDallas.com, and in person, Hyundai West Dallas. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bucks Warriors, Greg tweets in, says Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller are doing it. I don't have that confirmed, but I'll trust Greg. So that's who's on it. That would mean we get a double-decker of Kevin Harlan this weekend, today and then on Sunday.
Yeah, how about that?
On CBS.
Yeah, he's doing both of our games.
Again, Greg tweeted it, so I'm assuming it's true. And I trust people on Twitter, as we established on the show today with betting strangers.
I'm not surprised, because Kevin Harlan usually does the West Coast games.
Yeah.
And the late-night games on Thursdays on TNT.
Cody, what did we miss today?
Yeah, have you guys been following the Le'Veon Bell saga all year long?
No, I saw that he tweeted upside down yesterday.
Yeah, and then he was spotted in Pittsburgh at a local gym playing pickup basketball.
You know,
this
guy is just screwing himself. He's just screwing himself out of money. That's how stupid he is. I mean, he's costing himself money. His career, his shelf life isn't going to be very much. And, you know, someday down the road, he's going to need a team to sign him. And he's going to be just like Dez Bryant. Nobody's going to want to sign him.
What is he, though? He's 26, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, running backs, they die quickly.
Yeah, they do, but still really young. And
but it's not
one
like
of the most talented running backs in the NFL,
sure,
if not the most talented.
Oh, yeah.
Can I interject something here?
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Bill
whoa,
Michaels
whoa,
coming
whoa,
into the picture.
Can I interject something here?
We have 2 minutes.
Because I did a piece on this last night. Do you realize that his replacement, a guy that nobody had heard of, James Conner, is second overall in the National Football League?
And he's having better numbers than Bell did last season.
So Le'Veon Bell, for what he's done, is an idiot because he gave somebody else an opportunity to prove that it's no big deal to run behind an offensive line. Yeah. Look at Zeke Elliott. He was only a two-year hit. He's still not that great. Le'Veon Bell's done. He's still going to get money, but he's not what he thinks
and
he is.
In the meantime, each and every week, he's costing himself some cash.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you had to name your most important player on Pittsburgh, would Bell even be in the top five at this point?
No.
I mean, you're going to say Antonio Brown over him, obviously Big Ben, probably even Juju Smith-Schuster, and at this point, James Conner, and then the offensive line.
So, Rhodes, by all this stuff that we're seeing, these pictures of Le'Veon Bell and the working out, what should we read into that, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I thought you were following it closely.
What do I read into it? I know is I have James Conner on three of my fantasy teams, so I don't want Bell to come back.
It always comes back to fantasy with you guys.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Bill, you interjected on our show, and we love when you do. What time do you want me to explain my Madden theory on your show?
Whatever time you want to come on. Whatever time you want to dispel that idiocy, you can fire away at any point in time. Spew it like an oscillating sprinkler. I'm good with that. You can drown our audience in crazy.
I don't think, Bart, you don't want
to
go there.
I've got a meeting from 10 to 2 today. I can't.
That's one hell of a meeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a long one.
Yeah. Otherwise, any other day, Bill.
Okay.
Meeting with a guy named Johnny Walker?
Admiral Nelson.
Seeing the captain?
Yes.
I am, really quick, I am with you on the Madden thing. You can learn a lot from Madden.
Yeah,
you can.
See?
Mike McCarthy?
It would behoove Mike to play one season.
Oh, you can learn.
At least for clock management.
You can learn football 101. You can learn some additional stuff, but as far as being a head coach in the National Football League.
At least for clock management. Breaking baseball news.
Jed Bandy signs a minor league deal with the Rangers.
Oh, fantastic. He's still on the radar?
Not anymore. It's Chuck and Winkler. Bill Michaels up next. Big, big game tonight, Bucks Warriors. We are talking about it tomorrow with you on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.